Of the rap game. Woo! Ever since I hit him with that dirt track thing. Yeah. Now nationwide, everybody knows my name. They're like, mama, that's Kenny Montgomery. He sings that song we like. Yeah, boy, that's me. Roll out the trailer, I'm flossing. Huh. Them Hoosier tires glossing. Yeah. Them cold kind, we're tossing. Right. They know I came to wreck it, yet I rarely bring out a caution. Get it. I hit the high side. Boy, I park it for Brian Clausen. I do them like...
Welcome to Throttled Up, the podcast. Throttled Up will be a weekly podcast featuring Matt and Dustin. We plan to discuss the legendary Brownstown Speedway, along with other local dirt tracks, Eldora, Salem Speedway, and all of your IndyCar and NASCAR news. Don't miss an episode of Throttled Up, the podcast.
Hey, Mo, are you going to win it? Uh-huh. Yeah, I hope y'all brought some stamps, because y'all know I'm about to send it on this dirt. I'm all about that dirt. I'm throwing dirt. I miss that dirt. Gotta get back to it. I'm a dirt trackaholic. Call it what you call it. Saturday night, I am so Kenny Wallace on that dirt. I miss that dirt.
Welcome back to Throttled Up, the podcast. Coming off some exciting episodes here and an off week for Brownstown Speedway, but excited to get a chance here to talk to our guests tonight. But before we do, something I'm really excited about, we're going to split up the sponsor reads tonight so I don't have to get winded right off the bat. But our first sponsor that's been with us since the beginning is InTheFastLaneProductions.com. Again, if you have not went out and got your premium subscription in InTheFastLaneProductions.com, I cannot tell you how important that is, because there's no better place. Just like this past weekend, off weekend for Brownstown Speedway, great opportunity to get on there, watch some of the racing action you may have missed, or catch up on some racing action. Just a great opportunity.
Oh, I agree with that on, you know, in the fast lane. And you know, it's sometimes good to go back and listen to and watch the races after, you know, afterwards, because you see some stuff that you don't notice when it's there live.
Absolutely. You can watch the racing back in the pack if you're watching racing up front, or vice versa, depending.
Our second sponsor is going to be Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee. And like you said, been with us from episode one. And, you know, Jamie and Mark Schaefer, they do all they can do for this sport that we all love. You know, Mark is out there, and if you watch him, even during, you know, the national anthem, he's running around that entire infield trying to get the perfect picture. So, and you know, they sell everything from, you know, koozies and cups to, you know, any size picture you can think of. So, you know, make sure you visit Schaefer Photo and Custom Tees there at the racetrack.
Magnets, full-size prints. And even if you're, you know, if you've got a kid and you're looking for just something fun, go every week, because Mark prints out those little 5x7 prints, or 4x6 prints, and they're $1 a piece. And that's so cool for kids to get to come up and get their favorite drivers for $1 a piece.
Well, I know sometimes Bronze Bobby brings me the deal up where it's 8 for $5. So, I mean, that's even less than $1. So
I didn't have that power when I was in the Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee booth. I don't have what Bronze Bobby has.
You're not Bronze Bobby.
Not even close.
Also, one of our sponsors has been with us from the beginning is Brownstown Speedway and Jim Price. You know, the great race in there for Southern Indiana, you know, almost every Saturday night during the summertime. And, you know, this Saturday night is going to be the Hoosier Dirt Classic. What is it, the 34th annual? Am I right, Dustin? Do you know?
Yeah, the 34th annual.
So, We're going to have the super late models, modified, super stocks, pure stocks, and Hornets all on hand this evening, or that Saturday night this evening. Used to be at the racetrack.
And Miller's Termite and Pest Control is the only place you need to look for pest control. Don't get roped into contracts or high prices with the big companies. Reach out to somebody who cares about you. They can handle any problem from termites, bed bugs, ant spiders, etc. They also do lawn care. Where else can you keep the bugs out of your house and your yard looking sharp? Reach out to them on Facebook at Miller's Termite and Pest Control. Email them at pest_n_peace@yahoo.com. Or by phone at 812-767-5657.
And, of course, Billy Badfast Performance. Buy racers for racers. Billy Badfast Performance is your source for new and used racing parts and supplies. They're currently stocking Schaefer's Oil products, front and rear bumpers, and door bars for your late model or modified. If they don't have it, they can get it. Give them a call today at 502-517-9393.
Also, P3 Graphics. P3 Graphics is one of Indiana's premier suppliers for motorsports wraps and apparel. P3 Graphics offers great pricing along with some of the best customer service in the industry. Give them a try on your next project. You won't be sorry. You can contact them via email, phone, or on Facebook at the P3 Graphics page. You can also find out more or order your favorite driver's t-shirt at www.p3graphics.com. Also, Tommy Taylor, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Tommy's an agent at Indiana Farm Bureau. He can provide you with auto, home, life, commercial, farm, and does it with a personal touch you can't get with other insurance companies. For any insurance needs you may have, Tommy has the capability to provide you with the right amount of coverage. Tommy is not just a sponsor of the podcast. He's also my family's insurance agent and a dirt track racing fan. He should be yours, too. Give him a call, shoot him an email, or message him on Facebook, and he'll be happy to take care of your insurance needs.
And then finally, Irwin's Customs, bodies, interiors, fab work, safety, and consulting. You can get all that with Irwin's Customs. And with Irwin's Customs, you can drive them deeper. And I'm also going to say that they have the second coldest beverage in Crothersville.
Yeah, that's a debate right now. That's probably the biggest debate right now on the internet. And I'll be honest, I don't even really know why it's a debate. So Brad can say what he wants, but I think everybody that's been a guest on Throttled Up the podcast knows the answer. So, what you want to introduce our guest tonight?
Came all the way to us from Edinburgh, Indiana. It's going to be the driver of the 3Z. It's old boy, Zach Burton.
Old boy.
Zach, good to have you in here this evening, man. I guess you was in Ohio working all morning and got back to Edinburgh and then drove all the way to Crothersville.
Yep. We stopped by the race shop for a little bit and kind of assessed what happened this weekend and then coming down here.
Well, Braden Watson said that he loves race cars. What about you, Zach? So
he's a handful. You gotta watch him.
He was a little quiet kid when he's on the show with us there. So.
Yeah. He's not on the internet when he races, I'll say that.
he's got a little more trash talk game on the internet.
He does, but he's pretty good, so he's allowed to.
Well, that's a whole nother story for us next time we got Braden on, is to talk about some of that trash talk game. So, Zach, where did this passion and love of racing come for you?
Well, as a kid, I was always in the grandstands with my grandparents mainly. And then as I went through school, I wasn't really involved in racing a whole lot because I played basketball, baseball, football in high school, so there's not really a lot of time for anything else. So about my second semester of college, I knew my uncle had a race car, and I was like, I got to do something. I'm going insane. And so I got linked up with him, and it just from there, it just kind of took off because that was the first time I'd been a part of something in the pits other than the stands, and it's totally different. So it sucks you in quick.
What is that biggest difference? You know, because I've always just been a fan. I will say that doing this show has sucked me in quicker than just going to the racetrack. And when we started this, Matt used to kind of tease me of I was a fair weather fan, and I'd make three or four races a year maybe, but it had to be like perfect conditions, and I loved watching it, but I just never got out the way I should, and this has kind of forced me to be out a lot more often.
Yeah. He's went from three or four to five or six now with the show. So
I can't help I don't have your numbers. You started in 1971. Yeah. I started in 85.
If I could sum it up with one thing, I'd have to say it'd just be like taking pride. Like you see a car that you spend all week with in the garage, you see it on the track, and it does well or it does bad, you still take pride in it. So I grew up a big Don O'Neill fan. So you took pride in just being a fan of his when he's at the racetrack. So like when he ran over Jeep Van Warmer in the Summer Nationals race, that instantly made me hate Jeep Van Warmer, you know? So you just, you take pride in little things like that, and it got me addicted to it. So
now he ran over Jeep, but you hated Jeep.
Well,
you're going to have to explain that one. So
Jeep flattened his tire, and Donnie just got revenge. I'll say
okay,
that.
Okay, I got you. So,
but I think that's any race fan right there.
Yeah, exactly.
I still go back to being a Stewart fan, and Stewart ran Matt Kenseth all the way in the infield, and I still swear it's Kenseth's fault somehow. I mean, he shouldn't have been underneath him when Tony decided he wanted to come down. I mean, that's any race fan can put it on somebody else.
Exactly.
So it had to be Jeep's fault somehow.
Well, you know, there's three sides to every story of an accident at the racetrack. You know, the fans of car A, the fans of car B, and then the truth.
But
know,
we never get to the truth.
Oh, no, the truth never comes out.
Even if there's video, the truth still doesn't usually come out. So what go ahead.
Your last 2 years, you've raced with the Indiana Pro Late Models. Mm-hmm. What did you race before you got into the Pro Late Models there?
Well, it's actually a pretty cool story. So when I was helping my uncle out, I was dabbing around helping Stapleton a bunch too. And like I'd get off work and just do bolt checks on his car and stuff. Well, there's a guy in Edinburgh named Mike Snyder that had a couple Hornet cars. So he came through the garage one day, and I mean, I've been around race cars. I wanted to drive one, even if it was a Hornet. You
right.
know?
Oh yeah.
And so I kind of I gave him my number and stuff because I knew he had more than one. I was like, well, it's worth a shot. And he actually called. So we the first race I ever went to, we raced at Brownstown, and the car was sitting in North Vernon's pits. It'd been there all week. So we drove a truck that had one door that wouldn't shut all the way, no license plate. No license plate, no headlights, a trailer that didn't have tags, nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
And we drove from Edinburgh to North Vernon, picked the race car up in the pits at Vernon and brought it to Brownstown. And on the way over, I was like, I'm too short. I can't reach the pedals. So at the time, I called my uncle, and I was like, hey, can you figure something out? So he brought two blocks of wood that are about, I don't know, that thick, and we put them on the pedals so I could reach the pedals. So that was my first racing experience, and then I raced for him for a year, year and a half, and then I bought my own car just out of – I went to the races one Saturday, and I was like, I can't sit in the stands. I have to do this. And so so we bought the car, that the one Hornet that I owned, and some stuff happened, and before you knew it, we had a late model. It was just kind of a – I mean, it was a big ordeal that happened, but we ended up deciding it was now or never to buy a late model, and we went all in with it. So
now correct me if I'm wrong, because you know sometimes it's hard to remember things at the Fun Fest, but I believe Marty O'Neill tried to drive that Hornet of yours there during the Fun Fest. Am I correct?
He did, and he did a lot of damage too. But
because I remember Marty was sitting there and was like, I will drive anything anybody offers it. You know, it was like a late evening conversation, and then I remember you offered the 3Z Hornet up to Marty, and I was going to say to his disposal, and he pretty much disposed it, didn't he?
He says it really wasn't his fault, but I'll never let him live that down. But it was, we showed up to the racetrack that day, and I was like, I just had a bad gut feeling about driving. And we was all sitting around, and I was like, hey, you want to drive a Hornet tonight? And he's like, no. And just kind of blew it off. And I was like, okay. So about 5 minutes later, he comes and finds me. He's like, I think I can fit in the seat. So we go test it out, and he fits. He's like, I'll drive it. And one thing led to another, and that turned out to be pretty cool. That was one of the cooler things I've seen at FunFest was him doing that. I like when the upper people come down.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool.
And Marty did just comment and say that it sure was fun to be able to do that. And I think that would have been, you know, really cool even for him to get to go back into that and see what the Hornet class was like. So,
And we got a broken door hung up to still from that too, and it's autographed by Marty O'Neill. So if you ever want to see an autographed Hornet door from Marty, it does exist.
You know, at some point in time, that's going to be one heck of an auction item for somebody.
Oh,
because
that's
a one of a kind.
Marty, is that your one and only Hornet race in your career? There was the one in the 3Z.
It'd been nice if it lasted a little longer.
Have you at least seen the cross flags at the halfway point, right?
So now, Zach, what when you made the jump from Hornets to the late model, what was the biggest learning curve there?
Ooh. How to hit the gas pedal. I mean, those cars take so much discipline. And you get a guy like Marty that'll tell you just to flat foot it. And that's, I mean, that, there's a lot of feathering that goes on. But those guys just know what they're doing. And it's experience. And it'll be experience that I don't have 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I mean, these guys grew up around it.
Right.
And heck, I think my first lap, I mean, pardon my French, but you think you're Billy Badass. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it's like, this isn't hard. I've watched people do this my whole life. And I think I ended up almost by the scale house, my first lap of hot laps.
But you got something in common with Mike Fields, because when he was on here, he said his first night at Brownstown that he ran off of turn one and come back on, then ran off of turn three. So see, you know, you and Fields got something in common. So
yeah, we call those the half-mile racers. Yeah. They just need a little more track.
But it just takes a lot of patience, and you got to think about what you're doing, too. I mean, I don't know what it looks like. I haven't watched a crate race from the stands in a while, but you're going pretty fast. So if you screw up, it's going to hurt. So you got to be smart, too. So there's
It's going to hurt, and you're going to tear a lot of stuff up.
Yeah, it's going to hurt your wallet, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, Marty did comment that it was his first and last.
Last?
Yeah, so you have the only Hornet door in Marty O'Neill's career there.
Wow.
So. Price is going up.
You know, and when you talk about, you know, the first time you come out, you feel, you know, like you're Billy Badass. But as you get into it, do you realize how far you are from that? I know you said you almost ended up at the scale house, but do you realize, oh my gosh, I have no clue what I'm doing?
Oh, yeah. And I remember the night. Because I ran in, I think, one lap of the feature. We kind of got things figured out a little bit in the heat race. And then the first lap of the feature, when it got slick, you go into turn one and you drop off the gas. And I couldn't figure out how to get the car back up on the bars. I mean, it looked like a teeter-totter. So I just pulled in the infield, and I thought, there's no way I can do this. And I have no idea what I'm doing. So, and that was upsetting. But I knew that there'd be other opportunities, you know what I mean? So you just brush it off and come back, and you learn a little. You got to learn every time you go to the racetrack. So,
you made the comment up on the bars. You might explain to people that haven't been to the races, understand what's that mean when you say you can't get the car back up on the bars?
Well, you got to stay on the gas. I mean, you can't completely roll out of the gas on these cars, or the rear suspension will just fall down. So there's four bars on the rear end of these cars, and you got to keeping throttle in the car will keep them up.
So it keeps the action on the rear end live. Then.
Yeah. So basically, I'm not going to say you can only slow down so much, but that's kind of true. Like, you got to figure out how to work the gas and the brake. And a guy like Marty, I'm sure he'll comment here in a minute and say, don't touch the brake. But, and that's stuff that I'm still figuring out, too. So,
oh, yeah. Well,
so.
I mean, that just like you said, you know, they've been racing for years and years, and I mean, this is your second year, in the pro late models, because you know you ran for rookie of the year last year. Mm-hmm. You competed with Tyler Collins, and you know I think it came down to Tyler. You know, was willing to travel to our away shows last year, and you pretty much stayed committed to Brownstown. I think it's
a big difference on that deal was I didn't know my own truck, didn't know my own trailer at that point, so I kind of raced on everybody else's schedule too. So
now
I can go race whenever I want, as opposed to, and that was perfectly fine. That's all I needed. If he's going to go anywhere else, it's just another place where he got tore up. So,
Mark and Jamie Schaefer said, "Hey, kiddos." So they're listening right now and watching you there. So they want to say hi to you.
What do you think in the 2 years you've been in the late model now? What is the biggest thing that you've learned from that first race when you got out to today? What do you think what's the best advice you could give the young you, the first timer now?
Don't get discouraged. and here's something I learned too, because I've had to be way more hands on with my stuff this year, is when something needs done, do it. Don't push it off on somebody else, or don't wait for it to be done, because at some point, no matter what, you're going to have to know how to do that. And I've learned that this year. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, I had mechanics last year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just this year I'm more having to be more hands on with my own stuff, and I wish last year that I would have
learned a little more. Yeah.
And so be hands on and just be willing to learn. I mean, you got to pick everybody's brain. You got to talk to people, whether it's about the car, what to do on the track, just little stuff.
It's funny you say that because Brandon Reed, you know, he competes against you there in the Pro Late Models. He said he's never seen someone who works as hard in the garage as you do.
Yeah.
You know, so he, you know, that's pretty good that other drivers notice how hard you work in the garage.
If we can get on the Brandon Reed subject, Brandon Reed saved my racing career.
Oh, really?
I mean, over the winter, I mean, the team we had last year, it just wasn't going to continue to go forward. And that's fine. I mean, there was no bad feelings there at all. But it came down to I had a race car sitting in a driveway with nowhere to put it. And and Brandon called me with open arms. I mean, he's from Edinburgh. We've been friends. We've known each other, but we've not known each other on that level. And to have somebody call me and offer me up a garage spot, I mean, it literally saved my racing career. Because without that, I would either my car would have got ruined sitting in a driveway under a tarp, or we was going to get to push forward. And that was an awesome opportunity.
And, you know, we've said it on here many times that racing is family. You know, all of us are family somehow there, and that just proves it again. You know, you guys compete. You know, Brandon left the Modifieds and stepped up to the crates this year, but he was right there to offer it out to you, you know, to help you out. So that just shows what kind of connection racing makes with everybody involved there.
Yeah, yeah. And it just speaking on the family stuff is the 19 crew, the 3B crew, which is my uncle, they got to see firsthand the other night we blew a motor. I mean, that's money out of my pocket.
Right.
I mean, they seen how devastating that was to me. I mean, you see your whole, I mean, you work your 60-hour week so that you can go to the racetrack on Saturday. And they kind of greeted you with open arms on that stuff, like willing to talk to you, willing to help you through anything. And just people that you meet at the racetrack, too, whether it's just seeing Mark and Jamie just sporadically and saying, hey, what's up?
Right.
You know they're going to be there every week. And if you need anything, like we broke so much stuff this year. I broke something one night, was sitting in the infield, and Mark walked up and handed me a bottle of water. Just little stuff like that is something that people from the grandstands don't really see, but there are so many people in the pits that are willing to help you. Like, for one example, Colton Sullivan, I think, ran second, or he actually just won the street stock feature. And I was loading my stuff up by myself, and he came over there after he just won his feature and helped me get my car on the trailer, which is really cool to me.
Oh, that is very cool.
So just little stuff like that. I mean, that sticks in your brain.
Well, and I think it's amazing, too, you know, when you talk about it, the part that you just said that the fans don't see. Because I think if you just watch it like you watch a NASCAR race, you see all these teams and the separation, and there's not going to be any sharing, and there's rivalries. And there's rivalries on the dirt, too. But the greatest thing about watching local guys at Brownstown is you may have a rivalry on the track, and it may take a day or two to settle it. But within a week, you guys you'd give each other anything you needed to make sure you both were back out there competing again. And that is by far the coolest thing.
Yeah, and just to directly speak on that, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I just flat out ran over Brian Wilhite. He's one of my best friends off the track. I mean, just flat doored him and ran over him. Didn't mean to at all. But, you know, the first person was to call me after the race to ask me what I needed? Brian. And that just goes a long way. It's pretty cool. And that's just, there's a lot of people in Edinburgh, too. It's a tight racing community down there.
There is a whole lot of race car drivers live up there in Edinburgh. You know, that's pretty cool there. You guys have your own little racing community there, you know.
Sunday leads to about 10 phone calls because you gotta talk to everybody.
And we're going to throw out, you know, you brought up that you blew your motor up. And, you know, me and Dustin talked and put it out there. If anybody is listening and wants to try to help you out, you know, get a hold of you, see what you need. You said you didn't think it was going to be as bad as you initially thought. But, you know, you're wanting to hang tight in the points there at Brownstown. I know that's important to you. You're in the top five now. And so if anybody listening wants to step in and see what you need, what they can do to help, you know, please get a hold of Zach because, you know, he is a, you know, shoestring racer. Like he said, work 60 hours just so he can get to the racetrack. So try to help him out, you know, all you can with that.
And I'll second that. And, you know, I think we'll, as Throttled Up the Podcast, we'll kind of get the ball rolling. And, you know, we always give our drivers a sticker and, you know, and I appreciate, so the other drivers don't yell at me for this, but, you know, I want to send you home with some stickers from Throttled Up today to put on the car. And because I want to see those stickers on the car, on the track, we're going to try and give you a little donation to help out, get you back at the track. So
that's awesome. Thank
you. We will do that for you. And then, like I said, anybody else, guys, if you have the ability, come and help Zach out. I mean, this is, and Zach, I love watching your posts. I hate it when it's a post that, like the one the other day, yeah, that you're done for the season. But I'll be honest, you're one of the best follows on social media as far as racing, because you're honest. And it's not just discouraged, like you said, as a young racer. You're honest. Bad night, you know, and you tell us why it was a bad night, why you struggled, and then it's, but we're going to get better this week, and we're coming back to fight again. So you're one of the best follows. That's why I was really hurt the other day when I saw race season is done. So anybody can help him out, please jump on board. And help Zach get out. And I'm going to throw this out there as well. Any business that will help Zach get back to the track, if you hook up a sponsorship, I will give you some free advertising here on Throttled Up the Podcast if you can help Zach out. So I'll give you those two things, man, to try and help you get back to the track.
I appreciate that. That's awesome.
While we're bringing up sponsors, you want to go ahead and tell everybody that has helped you out this year?
Yep. We got Ramon Trucking. He's been a big one. He was secretly on the Hornet cars. I don't know if he really liked to be on the Hornet cars, but he was a help in that. And then he's on the front of both my late models. Hoosier Machining, which is Randy Routier out of Edinburgh. He does a lot for me. Brad Barrow. I really don't know if it's R&M or R&W Excavating. I don't know what he calls his business.
Oh, really?
Because it's not related to his name at all.
Oh, wow.
But he's a good help, more so with weekly phone calls to walk me through stuff more than anything. Liquid Waste Removal, where I work, they help me out. P3 Graphics, and I want to say really a special thanks to them, because I kind of put them in a weird situation this year. It got to be crunch time towards the beginning of the season, you know, and I brought him a car on Friday night, and I needed it lettered that night. So that I could take it to, which is another guy I want to say thank you to, is Cody Mahoney. So I took a car, I think I dropped it off to him at like 5:30 in the afternoon. After work, I drove down to P3, and he lettered my car that night. We took it straight from there to Mahoney's shop, and Mahoney went through it and stuff. So thanks to those guys. And then Justin Shaw, he does awesome. I know you got Irwin does good stuff too. Justin does really good stuff too for people up in that area.
Right.
So he's always just a phone call away. We hurt the front end of our car pretty good this year, and he was there Sunday assessing the damage to know what told me what I needed to buy, and what it was going to take for him to fix it, and he was there to fix it. So that was pretty cool.
Hey, I just got a text message, Zach, and I just want you to know that Rob Kent, good buddy of mine, North Vernon guy, just texted me and said he's going to donate $100 to try and get you back
to
the
track. That's
awesome. So
thank you.
He just texted me, and I said I wanted to make that announcement. He's watching on Facebook Live, so he's going to throw $100 your way to try and help you get back to the racetrack as well.
That's
so
awesome.
Thank you, Rob. We really appreciate it, man. So, Zach, what is, you know, I'm going to ask you, from the time you sat in the stands, being a Don O'Neill fan, to getting in the car, you know, from your Hornet career to that, what is the one really shining moment that sticks out? And maybe one as a fan and one as a driver.
Yeah. Well, as a driver, just as recent as like 2 weeks ago at Brownstown. So we've got our equipment compared to, the Crate Series is wow. I mean, with new race cars, new motors, new everything. And we was able to get up to second at least in the heat race. And I was telling, I don't remember who I was telling this the other day, but after we blew the motor and thought the year was done, I said it's worth it, because we got to go around, which we didn't hold him off. Experience, I wasn't able to hold him off, but we was around, able to get around Gotze in the heat race. I mean, drove past him on the top and ran second for two laps, and then him and Skyler ended up getting me back. But just, I would say that just kind of showed me that all the time I'm throwing into this, all the money I'm throwing into this, it's not a waste.
Well, yeah, I think I have seen every crate race that you've raced just because, mm-hmm. I announce all of them.
Yeah.
And from your first race to 2 weeks ago, you're not even the same driver, man. I mean, you have improved so much. You know, it's obvious you're more comfortable in the car. Mm-hmm. It's obvious you know what the car is going to do, you know, in situations. So, you know, that shows your hard work and effort that every time you roll on the racetrack, that you're constantly improving. So,
and a lot of that's just taking notes, whether it's with my right foot taking notes or what the car is going to do, and a lot of input. I mean, one reason I like talking to Marty so much is he'll straight up tell you, he'll lay it flat out to you what you need to do, what you don't need to do. Stop hitting a brake. And I mean, he's behind me. Like, I told Mark last year I wanted a picture because it seems like about lap, I don't know, 18, 19 every week, that's when he catches me to lap me. And I told him, I was like, one of these weeks I'm going to hold you off till like right before the checkered flag, and I want a picture of my car in front of yours with the checkered flag. And I'm gonna
pictures don't lie,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. I said 20 years from now, I'm going to use that against you.
Like we said, there's driver A's fans that have a story, exactly. Driver's B's, and who cares about the truth? I think that's what we said earlier.
The picture's the truth.
Hey, my brother chimed in and said to remind everyone how old the car is. So is your car pretty old there? Or?
It is a 1997 Masters built.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty cool. Tater Masters was looking at it the other day, a couple races ago, and he crawled out of it smiling, and he said, "You need a new car." And I looked at him, I said, "I know." But it's pretty cool. I mean, it's perfect for what I'm doing. It's learning. I mean, right. The adjustments are simple. You can't really get yourself too far out of the ballpark on them, and it's what I needed. It was perfect for what I needed. And it's got me to where hopefully over the winter we're looking to update a chassis. So
cool, that's very cool.
And I won't steer away from a Masters build either. I mean, as far as Tater's been so willing to help me on a 1997 car, and that to me that speaks wonders. I mean, it would be very easy for him just to turn his shoulder to something like that.
Say right. Warranty's out, I'm
exactly.
over it.
Exactly. I mean, it's a 20 plus year old car, so. But
it's a race car. There is no warranty, man.
Exactly. But, you know, I'm going to tell you the couple things that you've said tonight that I think speaks volumes. And the coolest thing from us doing this show is talking to some extremely experienced drivers and then some young drivers. And, you know, lately we've had Mike Fields and Jeff Wilson and some of these guys that have ran for years and years and years. And I've said to them, there's no doubt why certain guys are dominating the sport right now. You know, Rick Gum, Mike Fields, you know, Jeff Wilson running as well as he is. That experience is huge. Marty, mm-hmm. That experience is huge. Race team and Marty. But the things that you have said that impress me the most are don't get discouraged. Understand what you're trying to do. Understand the spot you're in right now. Listen to everything anybody tells you. It may not always be right, but at least listen. And, you know, understanding that you can learn from those guys and that experience because it is huge. I mean, that, you know, we've talked to all these older drivers and it's set up, but it's having the car set up to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, mm-hmm. that makes it. And that's what, you know, I think a lot of young guys that get into the seat, they think, if I just had Marty's stuff, mm-hmm. if I had Marty's car, I could outrun everybody. But that's not always the case because you can jump in Marty's car, and if it's not set up for your driving style, you won't run any better than what you do in your own.
Well, you can't compete with 40 years of experience or 50 years or whatever those guys have got. I mean, and that's with anybody. I mean, even somebody like Kane or Neil, or, I mean, those guys are around my age, but they've been doing this for so long, and they're good at what they do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so many guys in our class that are good at what they do. I mean, you show up, there's 8-9 guys realistically that could win every night.
But I think it goes all the way to the back of your guys' field. All you guys are talented, man. Or you know, you guys wouldn't be doing it. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm going to give credit to every one of you guys, mm-hmm. you know, in every class
yeah.
at Brownstown that you know, I have been a lifelong race fan and never had the guts to get down the seat. So you guys have way more talent than I do, you know, so I got to give all of you credit with that. So
Rick Gunn made a comment here that he's legal, and I just want to point out that, Rick, we know that the Thirsty Sportsman follows every law, and we know that you were carded when you were in there that night. But thank you for letting us know that you are of legal age to be down
there. No, I'm going to touch base on that. I believe what he's talking about is he had a visit to his race shop.
Oh, you don't think he's talking about
No, I know what he's talking about. So, yeah, he had a visit, and I believe the car was looked through with a fine-tooth comb, probably looked more over than any other pure stock
in the history
of pure stock. So that's what Rick's talking about, and I was going to bring that up later in the show that, yeah, he was paid a visit, and more than one person went through the car, and you know, Rick offered it up and allowed that to happen. So, you know, hopefully all that dies down now.
I hope so, because Rick's having a great season, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. But I did see the other day that, you know, even for Marty and the guys, it started again, too, because of them being able to run out front again, that drama has started up about them cheating. So it is, we've said on this show 1,000 times, but if you're a dirt track fan, do not attack tracks, promoters,
yes,
and drivers, because if I'm not a fan, I'm never wanting to go see that. The sport, if that's all it is drama. So,
and I'm going to jump on there with you. If you get on that social media and all you do is bash.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to turn the fans that are in the stands away, or like you said, make people that's never went not want to go, and then we're not going to have a place to go and watch the races because there's not going to be, you know, enough money to pay anyone.
I saw a great post the other day with, you know, a track that had been shut down. Obviously, the grass was growing up, and you could see it, and it said, you'll miss having something to gripe about on Facebook when you run it in the ground.
Basically. Oh, yeah.
And it was a great post because you have to remember that as a fan. Now, we're all passionate. And it's one thing to talk to your racing buddies about, but don't post it out there for everybody to see so it just looks like drama every Saturday night, because there is so much good stuff that goes on at the racetrack.
And it's at every level. I mean, look at Kevin Harvick, you know, this year. You know, so you're going to have, you know, everybody has their run. When Mike Fields was on, he said that he knows, you know, any day that run can stop on him and he's going to get beaten. He don't know when he'll win again. You know, when you get on a run, enjoy it, and because you don't know how long the run's going to last.
Absolutely. And it goes back to, Zach, I'm going to point out what you said earlier is another thing for some young guys, and kudos to you on that, working in the garage. Mm-hmm. You can't just be a shoe. You can't just crawl in the car and want to drive. To understand your setup, understand your car, understand how it changes, you know, your setup, what you do to it. Because that's something we preach on here, too. People don't see the amount of hours that you guys put in just to show up and hopefully make a show on Saturday night for us. And, you know, as a fan, I appreciate all that work that you guys put in.
It's challenging. But if you want to be good, that's what you have to do. You have to know everything.
Absolutely. And I'm not laughing at you, Zach. I'm laughing at Rick Gumm, who said he was working at Masterbuilt when your car was built.
Yes. So Rick, you probably helped build that car that you're driving now, man.
That car's 4 years older than I am. Or wait, hang on, 4 years younger. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, my gosh. Yes.
I'm 25, so the car's 21 years old.
Oh, I get older and older.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Yeah, I can't defend you on that one.
So what was the year of your first race? Let's just get this out here, because we all know mine. So
I'll say, I was thinking about this on the way down here, I think it was 2013.
I mean, you watched what?
Oh,
year,
for,
yeah, when you was a fan, you know, a spectator in the stands. How old were you the first time you went to the racetrack?
Oh boy. I would say I was probably four. So probably about the year my car was built, 97-ish.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's been a few years.
I'd been out of high school for 8 years.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's the big joke on here, Zach, is that, you know, it's been episodes ago after we went to Eldora for the Dream. And Matt said, I came to Eldora for the first time in 1985. And I said, that was a big year for me, too. I was born. You were headed to Eldora.
Yeah.
I was born. So, yeah, big year, 1985.
Yeah.
Here's a fun story for you. The first time I ever went to Eldora, but this should have been my last time I ever went to a dirt track, honestly. I went to Eldora, I think 9, and I paid $5 for a raffle, which if my mom's on there, she probably won't be happy about that. had Chubb, I think it was Chubb Frank, and Chubb Frank won the race, and I came home with like almost $500, and I'm 9. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
I want to go to the racetrack every weekend. Yeah.
So I think it was my grandma took me to Best Buy, and I bought like 5 video games. And that was like the greatest trip ever. Like, why can't every trip to a racetrack be like this? So that was my first experience with going to Eldora.
But it's, mine didn't end that. I didn't come home with as much money as I left with. That didn't help me, but... You know, it is cool. And I go back to, a couple weeks ago, I was in the Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee booth. And I talked about those 4x6 prints that Mark does and puts in the binders. But we had a couple kids come up, and one kid walked up, and he had like $7. And he hands me $7. And I said, well, what are you getting? And he said, 7 pictures. Hadn't even looked through yet. He was buying 7 pictures. Oh, hadn't looked through the book yet, didn't matter. He had $7 in his pocket, and he was buying 7 pictures. And that was so cool to me because, like I said, he had not even taken a look at it yet. It was just he had to have these. So very, very cool.
And, again, and I'll touch base again on Mark with that since you brought the pictures up. He just don't snap a whole bunch of pictures and prints them off. He makes sure everything is centered, the color's right. Everything looks good. Everything's cropped exactly like it should be. So there's a lot of time. Mark probably sees the sun come up every Sunday morning after we race just so he can have that stuff done and ready.
He does a fantastic job.
And I've said it on here before, and I truly mean it. I'm kind of making fun of Mark, but I truly mean it. There is nothing more entertaining if you're not watching the racing on the track to watch how hard he works. I mean, it is not – he's not sitting in a chair. He is back and forth across the track and getting in position to snap good photos, and it shows in the work that he puts out.
I don't want to make you nervous, though, but Total Chaos just logged in.
Uh-oh. I saw that. This is usually when the show goes south as well.
When Chad logs in?
Yeah, we try. We've talked about inviting Chad on, but we don't know if we can go Facebook Live.
You're going to need a bigger keg. That'll help.
Then I know we can't go Facebook Live.
He's welcome anytime, though. We might start him out on the couch and then see where it goes from there. So
that you need him in a chair. That'll be more dangerous if he's on the couch.
Oh, really? Is that right? So, Chad, anytime, man, you're welcome down here on the show. So.
No, huge shout out to Chad. Chad's been he logs in almost every week and participates with us, and we appreciate it. So, you can't find... you can't find a better guy than Chad, in the racing world. So
Chad helped me out a lot. The first person that seen my race car when we pulled back to Edinburgh was Chad, and he greeted me with a beadlock wheel. So,
oh, that's cool.
So a lot of people don't see that side of Chad, but it's there, I promise. he's a good dude.
He is, and that's the thing. And I think the coolest thing this year, and we just did the giveaway at the Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee Night for the Jackson 100 tickets. And that all kind of came out of Chad. And I think that was the best thing for Chad. I wish he wasn't in the situation with his dad. But people saw a totally different side of him, as he's pushed for everybody to become an organ donor and, to take that pledge. And that's just a huge shout out from me to Chad.
I agree.
For showing a personal side. Mm-hmm. He is total chaos, and that is his, character, and we love it, and that's who he is. But, to also see how important something is for him is a really cool thing. Go ahead.
I'm good.
Okay.
I don't want to fill his head up too big, though, because if he races Eldora Saturday or Brownstown Saturday.
Brownstown, yeah. Hoosier Dirt Classic.
Yeah, if we fill his head up too big, he won't be able to get in the car. So...
I think he's got ways because his head's big enough already. I can't imagine how I don't know how his helmet gets on him. So,
and we'll go back to Schaefer with Chad because, he went to Terre Haute last year, and I know you didn't get to go to that, but I know he keeps Mark on his toes because for some reason, no matter what, Chad knows where Mark is and always adds a little something extra into the picture. So if you guys get on Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee's website there and go back and look at some of the crate races there, You know, and look at Chad's pictures out on the track, and that just shows the kind of guy he is. Like, I don't know how he knows where Mark is, and he can still race on the racetrack. So that's always pretty cool.
Oh, man. Rick Gum says he wants to be here with Chad to clear some things up.
Well, I think we need to book that show quickly.
But I'm terrified that one will be like what I thought last week would be with Tom Allman and Mike Fields on. I'm afraid that could be an all-nighter.
Well, we might have to have a throttled up special presentation and make that on like a Saturday night where we're not racing or something. That way we can recuperate Sunday morning from that.
Yeah, I think that's good. And Chad and them may have to bring the campers down because it may be an all nighter.
Yeah.
So Zach, what is, you said you're hopeful that maybe a new chassis, obviously we're pushing right now to get you back on the track this year. The big thing is trying to stay in that top five in points. Mm-hmm. That was your goal. What's the goal going forward?
Well, I love the ILMS deal. I would like to see it expand a little bit more where we're not just a Brownstown primarily. I understand why we are, because it's Brownstown officials that run the series. So I'm not sure what exactly would have to happen there, but I would like to see us run more than just Brownstown, Bloomington, I'm not talking something crazy, but just expand our area a little bit. And I would be loyal to that. That's what I want to do. I mean, I want to race a crate late model. It's getting where it's Hollywood for the crate late models. I mean, running a super late model is just, everybody wants to, but unless you got big money behind you, it's just not possible.
That's why if you're not traveling in the World of Outlaws or Lucas Oil Series, you're almost spinning your wheels with running a super late model.
Exactly.
So
I mean, it's awesome to say. I mean, I would love to one time to run a super late model, but I mean, I'm committed to the crate stuff 100% from here on out, and that's what I want to do.
And I'm glad to hear that, because I think that's a very competitive, mm-hmm. Class. And like I said, from front to back, you guys are all competitive. And if we can get a good core group of people, that race it every week, I mean, it's got to be great,
yeah.
And
just to speak on how competitive it is around here, I mean, a guy like Collins, he goes up to Daugherty earlier this year and just waxes him.
Yeah.
And thank you. just waxes him. So that just speaks wonders for how competitive things are around here. So that's pretty cool.
And we've said it on here before. I think we take it for granted. Mm-hmm. How stiff the competition is at Brownstown. But like you say, when you guys venture out, our guys go elsewhere and race. Like Heyman, went up to, Kokomo on a Sunday about a month ago and lit them up and stuff like that. And, he always runs up front at Brownstown, but, mm-hmm. You don't really see how great they are until they get away from Brownstown and race on them tracks further away there on off nights with us to really appreciate the level of competition we have every Saturday night there.
And that's something to take pride in too around here.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that.
But I do want to say this too. I know this is, but I would love to see cars from the Brownstown cars, the Illinois, Kentucky, California, Idaho, whoever. I want to see them go support the Ted Collins Memorial this weekend at Vernon. I mean, that, it's worth speaking on that Keith Lee's worked his butt off over there this year, and it would be cool to see a really big car count over there, and it should be a good payout. I mean, that's their big show. I mean, that's their version of our Bowman night.
Right.
And I would like to see everybody go support him too on Saturday. That'd be cool.
Derek Bottoms chimed in and said, "Zach, who?
Oh boy, tell him to come get some."
I mean, Derek was invited here tonight, so.
But on his defense, he had to work and couldn't get out of work. So I'm going to uphold Derek. He's not here to uphold himself. So
I know, but I mean, he's being a keyboard warrior right there a little bit and coming in from the keyboard. So.
What's up with the? He wants to know what's in the cup, Judy. What's with the Judy thing?
Judy, I don't know.
Yeah, he says, "What's in the cup, Judy?" So.
He said he's playing hard.
Yeah, he's playing hard to get.
Oh boy. Grape juice.
So what's with the old boy nickname, man?
Oh. We was talking about this Saturday. It just kind of came about. I don't know if it's because I say it a lot or if there were adult beverages involved or what, but it just kind of got tagged one weekend after we camped. A bunch of us camped, and it just, oh boy.
You've been oh boy since then,
It's been, that's just, I mean, there's no really awesome story to it or anything. It's just kind of how it came about. So that's how we got it.
And, you know, I'm pretty confident the Z stands for Zach in your number. Where'd the 3 come from?
Just when I was growing up and everything, all my sports numbers were always 3. And then when I started helping my uncle, his number was 3. And truth be told, I'd rather my car be, like, when my uncle and those guys get out of it, it'll probably go back to the 3B. Just that's always been kind of a family thing. But you can't have 2 of the same. So,
right, right.
So we tagged the Z on it, but that's kind of where that came from.
Zach, I'm going to throw it out here because Robbie did already text and throw out $100 to support you. And you've probably just made him a fan of his first dirt late model driver because you said to Derek Bottoms, come get some. And that's right up Robbie's alley. And he said he loves it already that nice. you're calling people out because that's Robbie for sure.
And Marty wants to know if you're going to St. Louis.
Heck yeah. True story. I'm out of vacation day. Let's see. Just to show you how invested I am in dirt track racing, I have the Jackson, the Bowman Friday. I have it off. I have the World 100 Friday off. I have Fun Fest Friday off. And then I took 2 non-paid vacation days for St. Louis. So I will not be making money while I'm in St. Louis.
It's a good thing we don't work at the same places because I take my vacation days all around race dates too. See, so that's...
But yes, I will be in St. Louis.
I'm drafting right now. I apologize. For those that are watching, I'm also doing a fantasy football draft at the same time. So
Marty says old boy came from St. Louis.
Well, that...
So adult beverages were involved then?
Possibly.
always claim innocence.
Yes, possibly.
So... I'm doing too many things.
Yeah, I'm trying to read all the comments and get from there. So yeah.
Zach, when you talk about, you know, I know you've talked about the guys that are so important to you in the pits, but who's one of the guys that you've gotten to line up with on the track that you're like, good question. My gosh, this guy is with me right now.
Whew. Like as far as racing against and stuff. That's a good question. You know, it's been, I mean, I've pretty much just raced against the local guys so far. I'm trying to think. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, it was cool getting a race against Brad for the first time. I honestly, and as cliche as it sounds, because he's a lot younger than me, it's really, really cool to race against HUD just because.
It's HUD.
Yeah, I mean,
well, with him running almost full time in the crates, there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it was probably hard there a little bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and it's cool to see where he's at now, and then just look 2 years ago, he won I think 17, 18 crate features, and they were all at Brownstown for the most part. So.
Well, he won one at Bloomington.
Yep.
So that, and he won down at Chandler also.
Yeah, and just to speak wonders on him too, this was actually Chad's fault, if Chad's still watching. This is like the third night I was ever in a car. And Chad came around to lap me and just decided to use me. And we ended up getting turned around, and HUD ended up on my car and stuff. And he was, him and Chad were instantly the first 2 to check on me. So that was pretty cool. So I would have to say HUD. HUD would be the answer.
And if anybody watched the Dirt Million last Saturday, he did a great job commentating with James Essex. So I'm going to throw out to Huddy that I'm going to be nervous when he shows up. I'm sure he'll be at the Jackson to watch Dad race. So I'm going to be nervous. I might lose my microphone that night because he's got a knack for that too.
I'm just going to throw out that Derek Bottoms said that was an easy question. It's the 93 of Derek Bottoms. And then he said that he passed you on the outside of turn 4 to the checkers beginning of the year, and that you ruined your thong.
Oh boy. I'm still gonna come back with the same response and say,
"Come get some.
Come get some." Ka-chow.
Ka-chow, huh?
I love it. And also, Derek Clegg saying that he's watching us from Vegas, which, you know, I question some weeks if we're entertainment. If he's in Vegas and he's watching us, I feel pretty good right now.
No, I do too. That might be one of the furthest out on the Facebook Live watching us.
Yeah, you know, that's a true dirt fan, man. You're in Vegas and you're tuning in to Throttled Up here in Crothersville, Indiana. So that's awesome. Thanks, Clegg.
I'm just going to say, why, Derek?
go.
Why?
Go all in on blackjack on three.
On three.
I hope he's sitting on a table with the phone on Facebook Live is what I hope.
Yeah, I hope he's not in the hotel room thinking, I ain't got nothing to do. I guess I'll watch the boys back home. So,
yeah, you can watch these when they're not live, too. go ahead.
Clegg's a good dude.
Oh, he's Clegg's awesome,
he's
really man.
He's a good friend to have down the pit. He's a good dude.
Yeah, you're you've got kind of that group that, you know, I've teased about being the Turn 2 family with Marty and mm-hmm. Clegg and Owens and that whole group. You know, you've been pretty close with those mm-hmm. guys, and that's not just a good group. That's a fun group to mm-hmm. be around, too. Those are great guys.
It's fun. Even if you have a weekend like I had last weekend, you know, at the end of the night, you've got people around you that you're going to be able to have fun with. So that speaks wonders. So good people.
Curtis Kaiser did point out it's still early in Vegas.
Well, and I think Clegg answered the question there, too. He's broke. And he's had a few too many adult beverages.
And he leaves tomorrow, so.
All good reasons.
At least he didn't gamble away his plane ticket back home, so.
Yeah, and Brent Lee says he's watching live from across the field. Brent, I do believe you get the closest viewer award. So other than sometimes my wife does log in from upstairs. That may be the only one that can beat you, Brent. So, okay, Zach, so I want to do this before we get off here because we're at just about an hour right now, but I want to give you a chance to throw out your sponsors again, and then as we've gotten some new viewers on Facebook Live, I want to talk again about yes. helping you get back to the track. So throw those sponsors out again.
Ramon Trucking, Hoosier Machine, R&M Excavating, Liquid Waste Removal, P3 Graphics, Justin Shaw, and Cody Mahoney. Those guys have been awesome for me. There's plenty. We can find more room on the car too. Trust me. There's always more room.
And you know, like we said, and like Dustin said, we're going to bring back up. Zach had an unfortunate event there where he blew up. You said you don't think it's as bad as you initially thought, but he needs a little help. He wants to stay in the top five in the points. That's important to him. So anybody listening that you know wants to help him out, I know Rob Kent already threw out $100 and. Throttled Up the podcast. We're going to give you a donation also there to make sure you can get to the track next time the crates come to Brownstown to help you with that. So
we're going
to
throw $100 too because I can't let Robbie Kent get outdo me. Actually, what I'll probably do is I'll probably write you a check for $101 just so I can say that I donated more than Rob because we're competitive. And if Rob's still listening, I'll just say come get some.
I appreciate it, guys. That's awesome.
We're going to try and help you as much as we can.
Like Dustin said, any business that will jump in and help Zach, that we'll give some free advertisement, you know, when we do our podcast there to help that out also. So, you know, it's we try to bring you on there to help you out mm-hmm. with that because, you know, you're dedicated to the Indiana Pro Late Model Series, and we just want to see you keep coming back every Saturday. So we do appreciate that.
Hey, and James Martin, I want to throw it out there that James said that he drives a truck, and he's in Mississippi right now, and he always tries to catch the show no matter where he is. So there's somebody that that is following along with us as well.
Like, that's impressive. I mean, how do you go to Las Vegas and you log in for
Rob Kent just said 200 now.
Ooh.
I knew if I threw out to come get some, we'd be on it.
Oh, boy.
Rob and I like to compete a little bit. And he's currently whipping me pretty good in our NASCAR Fantasy League. I've been pretty awful this year, so I'm hoping I can make it back in segment 3.
Is he going to be at the races soon? Or
I think Dustin needs to bring him as a personal guest one night.
I bring him
next time you guys come and race. That way he can maybe Dustin can bring him down the pits and get to meet you and everything like that. Because that is awesome that Rob stepped up like that. That is
awesome.
Rob's a great guy in our community. He coaches the youth in basketball and. You know, he's just an all-out good guy. So, you know, Rob, I want to personally tell you, you know, thank you for doing that. That's very, very cool.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say this, you know, and Rob is a competitor. Rob's a guy that is probably one of the best trash talkers that I know. But this is a side of him, kind of like when we talked about Stapleton, that a lot of guys don't know, is if he sees a guy that's grinding, a guy that's working to get better, he'll support him in a heartbeat. And again, you know, huge shout out to Rob, man. I appreciate it. Rob said
Roller's taking you to St. Louis.
Hey,
Robbie is me too, because you know it's been already said on the show that I'm a mooch, so yeah, I'm gonna be on that ride too.
So well, Rob, we had a good time in Chicago together one year, up there for a Bears game. So we could probably make a trip to St. Louis as well. Zach, but, you know, again, we're right here at about an hour, and you know, and I just want to tell you, first of all, thank you for coming down. Truly, truly appreciate it. We're going to do everything we can to try and help you out to get you back on the tracks, on the track. And, you know, I want to see you be able to compete for that top 5 points that you're looking for.
And, that was actually the goal at the beginning of the year, was a top 10. And, we started sniffing around the top 5 and we stayed at 5th. We had to miss 2 shows, just unfortunate stuff, and we're still sitting 5th, so that's where I want to be. I've worked really hard for that, and I mean, we still don't know the extent of the motor. I mean, I've still got to get it down to Travis. Before I came down here tonight, we got it completely ready to pull, so hopefully he'll get it Friday or Saturday and we'll be able to see exactly what it needs and see what the bank will give us and see what needs to happen. So we'll keep grinding. So that's what it's about. You just got to keep after it, keep grinding.
And if anybody else wants to donate, get a hold of, you know, myself or Dustin there, and we'll help get it directed where it needs to go there. So,
and Zach, I'm going to tell you again, thank you. You know, we love this sport.
Yes.
And thank you for being a young guy that's putting the time and effort in and grinding. And again, I know your frustrations with where you're at right now, but that's what I appreciate the most is, like I told you before we came on the show, I got a 4-year-old, and since we've done this and he's got to see race car drivers come in here every week, and last year when he went to preschool, he wanted to be Spider-Man, and this year he wanted to be a race car driver. And that, to me, and I said it in a post earlier this year, there's not better role models that I could have for my son than the guys that walk in here. So thanks for being a young guy that wants to keep the sport going. And showing the work ethic and the dedication you have to do it.
Thank you. And thank you guys for what you do for the sport. I mean, it's awesome that you guys bring local people on and kind of give us a voice. I mean, that's an opportunity just before this year. It never happened. So that speaks wonders, and just trying to make this sport grow. I mean, we want the local stuff to stay active. So
Skylar Lewis asks, how much for a picture of his face on the hood?
Of Skylar's face?
Yeah.
Wow. It's just because it's his old car, I think 500 would probably do it.
There you go, Skylar.
But the problem is when if I ever get close enough to pass him, that it might scare him. So he might.
Nikki said 6,000 to get Skylar's face on the hood of the car.
Oh boy.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining us. I do want to read down our list of sponsors again that help us each week, and that's.
I also want to touch base on this Saturday night, too, after you do the sponsorship.
Okay, and that's in thefastlaneproductions.com, Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee, Brownstown Speedway, Miller Termite and Pest Control, Billy Badfast Performance, P3 Graphics, Tommy Taylor at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and Brad Irwin Customs. And, guys, if you reach out to these guys, we've got links to all their stuff here in the Facebook Live. If you go to getthrottled.com, you can find the links to all of our sponsors there. Reach out to these guys when you do. Tell them that Throttled Up the Podcast sent you. We really appreciate our sponsors and what they do to help us, you know, promote these drivers. So let them know that we sent you.
And like I said, this Saturday night, the 34th annual Hoosier Dirt Classic at Brownstown Speedway. Super late models, the modified super stocks, pure stocks, and Hornets. And the, you know, the Hoosier Dirt Classic, that's always been a big race at Brownstown. You know, a lot of the who's who that's won there. You know, Billy Moore's won it 4 times, Gil 3, Don O'Neill, your favorite's been there 5 times in victory lane over that. Then Jewel Babb and Dennis Erb Jr. with 2. And, you know, you also have, you know, Bloomquist, you know, way back in the day, Jeff Purvis, you know, Victor Lee's won it. You know, so make sure you guys get out Saturday. If find somebody that's never been to Brownstown Speedway and bring them Saturday night, let them watch the races over there, and you know, let them experience it. Maybe they'll come. They'll come back again another week. So,
before we sign off, we got to make some bold predictions for the World 100 on the spot. Mm. On the spot.
Do I get to start this time?
No, I'm going to start it. I'll go ahead and take Black Sunshine.
Well, that's where I was going to go.
That's
so.
Not fair. That's 3 for 3. But
I mean, as long as he, yeah, I was going to go Black Sunshine, but which actually I got the funny thing.
Hey, Earl Pearson Jr. just won the Dirt Million. So I mean, you can't rule that guy out.
Well, I was going to say though, because it's funny you talk about this show and things. When we were talking about the 19 crew, Joey Hartwell, he texted me the other day before a race, and it was a Brownstown race when we had heard the rumor that Black Sunshine was going to show up. Yes. A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he texted me and he said, hey, I'm not going to be here Friday. I got to get some things ready. Heard Black Sunshine might be at the track tomorrow. And I said, heard the same thing. And Joey texted me back and said, it's so cool that my boss knows what Black Sunshine means.
Those of you listening that don't, that is Scott Bloomquist, just to point it out there. So,
man, I don't know. Now you threw that out. I'm going to say that you know, I'm going to go nostalgia, and I'm going to say Don O'Neill gets it.
I'll take Del McDowell.
Oh, look at you, man.
I'll take Mac Daddy.
Very cool. Very good. So, all right. Well, guys, everybody on Facebook Live, thanks for joining us. Everybody that you know, tunes in every week, we appreciate it. If you can't watch it on Facebook Live, this will be available tomorrow on Apple Podcasts and everywhere you get your podcasts. Again, thank you to everybody that supports us.
Thanks, guys.
Boom.
I'm from less. Dirt, 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 dirt. I'm all about that. Dirt, 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 dirt. I'm throwing. Dirt, 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 dirt. I miss that. Dirt, dirt, dirt.
Gotta get back to
I'm
it.
I'm a dirt trackaholic. Call it what you call it. Saturday night, I am so Kenny Wallace on that. Dirt, 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 dirt. I miss that. Dirt, dirt. Dirt.
Gotta get back to it.
I've been the Kenny Wallace of the rap game. Woo! Ever since I hit him with that dirt track thing.
Yeah.
Now nationwide, everybody knows my name. They're like, mama, that's Kenny Montgomery. He sings that song we like.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, that's me. Roll out the trailer, I'm flossing.
Huh.
Them Hoosier tires glossing. Yep. Them cold kind, we're tossing.
Right.
They know I came to wreck it, yet I rarely bring out a caution. I hit the high side, boy, I park it for Brian Clausen. I do them like Kyle Larson. Watch me throw them sliders. Party in victory lane, and y'all boys ain't invited. Your mama gets excited when I pull up to unload. Even your grandpa talking about, man, that boy too cold. We don't sit on 24s, we don't ride on spinners. I'm posted up on them 15s with platinum dirt defenders. Got kids up in my window like, hey, Mo, are you gonna win it? Yeah, I hope y'all brought some stamps, cause y'all know I'm about to send it on it. Dirt, 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 I'm all about that. Dirt, 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 I'm throwing. Dirt, 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 I miss that. Dirt, 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 gotta get back to
I'm
it.
I'm a dirt trackaholic, call it what you call it. Saturday night, I am so Kenny Wallace on that. Dirt, 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 I miss that. Dirt, dirt, dirt,
gotta get back to it.
I just won hot laps for the third week.
Huh?
Lil Dave said he thinks we're in the first heat.
Yeah.
So I go and check the board on my bike, sitting outside pole. Y'all know what it's looking like. W, that's another George W. Hit him with that half a lap, like dang, what gear you running, dude? And where'd you get that fire suit? Man, I like that stitching. Velocity USA, hey, just tell Brad that I sent you. I'm shining like I'm rubbered up and I'm smiling for the pics. Y'all boys be looking tacky, why? I stay looking slick. Four new rims, no new friends. They never know what I'm planning. And mama just gave me them eyes like, dang, baby, you looking handsome. We pray and sing the anthem. Nobody takes a knee. We stop and show respect, cause we're all proud to be. From the land of the free and the home of the brave, y'all better wake up and get it. We're making America great again. Let's all go out and kick it on this. Dirt, 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 dirt. I'm all about that. Dirt, 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 dirt. I'm throwing dirt, 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 dirt. I miss that. Dirt, dirt, dirt.
Gotta get back to
I'm
it.
I'm a dirt trackaholic. Call it what you call it. Saturday night, I am so Kenny Wallace on that. Dirt, 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 dirt. I miss that. Dirt, 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 dirt.
Gotta get back to it.